What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Robert here to not give bad news, but to just kind of explain some things for the next month or two. Releases might be a little wonky. We're going to still try to hit our once a month, but the next release of Tower 4 might be a little bit later than normal in April. One, it's my birthday, but two, I am leaving right after my birthday for 2 weeks to go to a cabin and just to write. This isn't a vacation. I just needed a place where I could go somewhere and just write. There's a lot of distractions when it comes to editing and voice acting and listening to auditions and all the other stuff behind the scenes here at Seven Lamp, fixing up our studio, working on the Patreon page that I was getting distracted too much with the writing, so I wasn't getting much done. And now I'm a little bit behind, so I want to get caught up. So I rented a cabin, going to go to the woods, work on not only Tower 4, but I'm going to probably write new episodes of End of All Hope and Paralyzed. We're going to work on a lot of our shows. So just bear with me. I don't know if we'll get the next episode of Tower 4 out exactly on like the 17th or 18th, because that's where we've been kind of aiming for, like the middle of the month. So it might take a little bit longer for the next episode, but just know that I am working and I am writing more episodes of Tower 4, and fingers crossed, I think I might even be able to get the whole season finished in my cabin. That doesn't mean that it won't take long to edit the episodes, since they're all nearly an hour long, so that takes a long time, plus recording and everything. But if I can get them all written, that'll be a big step. So just wanted to say this so that way everybody could kind of get an understanding of why the next few episodes might be a little bit wonky, but you know, maybe it's just the next episode. I don't want to say anything for sure, but definitely follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Seven Lamb Podcast, because we do try to keep people updated on all of our projects, not just Tower 4. We know that that's something that people always ask of us, to release more, at least updates of how projects are coming along, but they get hard to keep up with recording feed drops. So that's why we just try to stick to social media. So definitely follow us on social media if you can. That way you can kind of see where we're at with all of our shows, because we are working on every one of our shows has new episodes coming out. And hopefully this 2 weeks in a cabin will allow me to write a lot of episodes for everything and get more stuff on the way. Especially over the summer, we want to really kind of build up and get more releases out. So thank you, everyone who listens. Thank you for listening to this. We hope you enjoy this next episode of Tower 4, and we hope we can get the next few episodes to you sooner than later. Thanks, guys. Enjoy Tower 4, Season 3, Episode 6.
Season 6.
Seven Lamp Productions presents Tower 4, Season 3, Episode 6, The Truth.
Was I shot?
You son of a bitch.
No, I wasn't. The man was. But how? I turned to see a figure coming out of the darkness. Mike?
Don't go for your gun.
He ignored me. His eyes fixated on the injured man who slowly crawled back, bleeding from his chest.
Don't do it.
Okay. Okay.
Mike was standing over me, still pointing his gun at the man no more than 10 feet away.
Hey, you okay?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I tried getting up.
Here.
Mike offered his hand, but just at that moment, the injured man to my left moved.
Hey!
I ducked my head as the shots were fired.
God damn it!
One at Mike, two into the man. The body now laid still.
Son of a bitch! What the hell was that? I didn't want to shoot him. What is with these people?
Mike paced back and forth, rubbing his face. Oh, Mike.
I mean, I told him not to. I told him.
Mike.
He didn't listen, and he was going to hurt you.
Mike.
And you.
He spun around to face me. He was seething.
I saved your life after everything.
I know.
Why are you even here?
I'm sorry, Mikey. I touched my head, feeling the wetness. I pulled my hand away to see blood. Mike saw it too.
Oh, shit. What happened?
He hit me with a damn rock.
Let me see.
He knelt beside me and examined the back of my head. Well?
You'll live.
Thanks to you. Where did you get the gun? I thought you had nothing. He stood, looked around.
I did. Until...
Where are you? I know it's you, Mike. I saw you. You don't move like the others. Shit! Arlo, that you?
Yeah. Where you at?
Where the hell did you go?
Me?
I'm talking to you, yeah? I found the guy. Mike. He's close.
Are you sure? You sure it's not one of the rats?
No, man. No. It was him. Get to my location. Stat. You copy? Arlo. Goddamn radio. Arlo, you copy? Hello? Is anyone on this channel? Emil? Hello? Shit. I hear you, Mike. Come out. I just want to talk.
But I didn't buy that for a second. Not after that one dude tackled me to the ground, forcing me to stab him in the leg. He pulled his gun and I ran, leaving the knife in him as I fled. Now, after they took a time out to check on Tower 3, they were hunting me again. I knew this guy, Kyle, saw me as I ran away from my quick meeting with Amber. So now I hid behind a tree, trying to figure out my next move.
Seriously, I just want to talk. You're in danger.
No shit.
Just come out. I leave him put my gun away.
I heard him getting closer.
Where are you?
I held my breath as the footsteps got closer. Eventually, Kyle's shadow appeared. I could clearly see the outline of a gun being held. What a liar.
Mike!
I bent down, grabbing a large stick as he approached.
Where the hell are you?
He was no more than 15 feet away. I tossed the stick to my right. He spun, facing the noise. Now was my chance. I came around from the other side of the tree and pounced.
Did you kill him?
No.
But you took his gun.
After tying him up, yeah.
Come on, man. Don't do this.
Shut up.
Seriously.
Oh, was this not serious?
Come on. You really think this is gonna hold me?
All I care about is you staying put for the time being. I held up the gun and smirked. I don't expect you to try and get loose because you're not going anywhere. I pointed the gun at him.
You have this all wrong. I wasn't gonna do anything, I swear.
After wrestling on the ground for 5 minutes, I was able to subdue him with a good elbow to the temple. In his daze, I dragged him to a thin tree and leaned him against it. I wasn't sure what to do with him at first, but I made sure to find his gun and quickly patted him down before he came to.
Whatever you think you know, you don't.
That may be true, but I know you and all your friends lie, so I'm not taking anything at face value. He didn't have too much on him, but he did have a key card with a zip cord attachment. I used that to wrap around him to keep him snugly secure to the tree. I knew it wouldn't hold, but it didn't need to. I just needed to keep him sitting long enough for us to have a little chat. The rest of the stuff I found in his pockets I piled a few feet away.
Come on, let me out of this. If you do, I'll go, I'll leave.
And go back to your other police friends? Give me a break.
What do you plan to do?
Well, I just wanted to leave, but now that I have you here, I plan to ask some questions.
I can't.
You can. I motioned to the gun that was still pointed at him with a slight head nod.
Please.
Just answer my questions.
I don't know much.
Well, let's find out. He faced down, staring at his lap. Hey! I kicked leaves in his face to get him to look up at me again. Who are you?
What?
That's the first question. Who are you? I know your name's not Kyle.
It's Aaron.
You're not a cop.
Is that a question?
No, I already know the answer. You're not a hiker either. So, who are you? What are you doing here?
I work out here.
Doing what? He faced down again, trying to play defeated. But I knew there was a lot more I could get out of him. I kicked more leaves into his face. What do you do out here?
Whatever they tell me to do.
Who are they?
The company.
What company?
I...
Come on! What company?
I can't.
Fine. You're right. You don't have any incentive. And I can't threaten you with death because what would you have to lose, right? Plus, you'd be dead. And I wouldn't get any answers. My mind was racing, and I couldn't believe what was coming out of my mouth. I pointed the gun at his leg. Maybe I'll just start blasting different body parts until you start talking. You won't be as lucky as your friend I stabbed and had to be airlifted out.
Please don't!
What company?
They're called Iris, okay? A private company out here that owns a section of the woods.
Iris. That's what Lance said.
Lance? You knew Lance?
But I didn't answer him. I didn't want to give anything away.
Lance is dead, man.
I know.
How?
But I shook my head. I wasn't explaining shit to him. I was the one asking questions. What do they want with me?
What?
You heard me. What do they want with me?
I don't know.
I bent down and pointed the barrel of the gun right at his kneecap. He squirmed and pulled his feet up.
No, no, no.
I want answers.
Fine, 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 fine. Just relax.
I stood and took a step back from him. I didn't want to remain too close, just in case he tried something. His legs were still free. Tell me. Well?
Iris is funding some project out here. I don't know what it is.
I shook my head, frustrated.
I'm telling the truth. I don't know what they do. I'm a lower-level employee. I do what they tell me, when they tell me. They pay well, and everything is under NDA and privacy agreements. I'm not allowed much access because I'm not supposed to know anything.
So you don't know why you're chasing me?
I'm chasing you because they told me to. They told us to. But I don't know why they want you.
Jesus, all I did was sign up for some fire lookout job to get away from my shitty life for a while.
No.
What?
No, you didn't sign up for this. They chose you.
I started. His radio, which sat in the leaves by my feet in the pile with all his other stuff, crackled. The radio was bashed during our wrestling, but it seemed like it still worked.
Aaron, you copy?
He's going to look for me. Arlo is close.
I don't care. I want to know more about what you just said. They chose me?
Yes.
How?
How the hell should I know?
Well, you know that they chose me.
Sure, yeah. They did it with all the guys in Tower 4. So what?
Aaron? Emil?
Why would they choose me and how?
Hey, listen, man. I don't know how they operate out here. I pick up some things from conversations, water cooler talk, rumors.
How long have you worked with the company?
Several years. But like I said, the company is funding a project out here. I don't know what the project is, who's in charge, or why they're here. I answer to Fisher. Fisher answers the higher-ups. And other than some nice scenic views, this place sucks.
The bunker?
What about it?
There's a bunker out here. That's where you all came from?
Yeah, that's where we all work. But it's not a bunker. At least, that's not what I would call it. It's a lab. Everything I'm saying is the truth. I don't know why they want you. They just do. That's why they sent me with that guy's backpack to come out here and try to talk to you. Find out what your mindset was. Find out why you were leaving that day.
They were tracking me.
Yeah, but somehow they didn't know you weren't at your tower when we went to retrieve that body today.
Because I fucking took it out. I showed him my arm, pointed at the crevice.
Nice one.
NJ was right. You guys weren't gonna let me leave.
NJ?
The dead body you went to retrieve.
His fucking name was NJ?
I didn't know his actual name.
Neither did we. His number was 142.
142? The hell are you talking about?
The guy didn't have a name. He was a rat.
Like the others?
Sure.
He escaped from your little lab. What?
It's not so little.
But he did escape.
Sure, yeah, that happens sometimes. We move them around and they get feisty. We've also been operating as a skeleton crew for quite some time. Mistakes get made, accidents happen, subjects escape.
Am I a subject? We locked eyes.
If you mean, are you like the rats? No, I don't think so. But again, I don't know why you're here.
I pace before him, wondering my next move.
I have no hard feelings against you. Just let me go and I won't say I saw you. They can't track you, right? So it's not like they'll know I'm lying.
What about all your stuff? I motioned to the pile, which consisted of another keycard. This one yellow like the one I still had. A flashlight, two extra clips, and some random electronic gizmos. They can't track this stuff?
Sure, that thing has GPS. That's how we navigate out here. But it can't track you and it doesn't record. No one knows that we're together right now, unless you were to respond to that radio.
All I want to do is leave these woods.
You can, but...
He started to look around nervously. But... what?
I would just be careful of any roads, especially the highway.
Why?
They watch the highway.
Iris? He nodded slowly. I remembered NJ saying the same thing.
Just between us, this is worse than before. Your dead friend, NJ, he fucked us over. Let a lot of those rats loose during a transfer. Iris sent out a team to dispose of them, and they took out some. But there's still several out here.
What about in the lab?
There's a lot more in the lab. Lucky for us, the transfer only consisted of 12 subjects. Only 12.
But you don't know who these people are? The rats? Because they are people.
Maybe at one time they were.
You know, they tried to kill me. Tried to bash my face in like they did Lance.
You saw it happen to him?
I was there. He seemed shocked by this.
Wow. They're fucked up. In the head. You can't talk to them. You can't reason with them.
Except I did talk to NJ. While it was hard to communicate with him, he never tried to kill me. Although he did hit me in the head and drag me to his cave on our first meeting.
They're disgusting monsters. And when there's a group of them, they can be way worse than the big one.
The big one? Are you talking about the creature that knocks over the trees?
Yeah.
That's a rat?
No, that thing is something different entirely. You should be thanking us for recapturing it and locking it away for good.
So that's why it hasn't been around. Aaron smirked. What the hell could it... God damn it! I went over to the pile and grabbed the radio. I was just about to smash it into a tree when...
Fisher, you copy?
So, you heard him talking on the radio?
Yeah. The little GPS device they had showed where he was. They couldn't track me, but they tracked each other.
Oh, well, I'm glad you came to my rescue.
I stared at her a moment, wondering why the hell she was even here.
Did he really say all that? About the rats and the creature?
Yeah.
Jesus!
Finally, for the first time talking to Amber, I didn't feel crazy. Or at least, not as crazy as I had in the past.
I'm in big trouble, Mikey.
Stop. Stop with the Mikey stuff. After everything I told you, after everything I told you at the fire pit, you didn't think once, just once, to mention you and Jean are romantically fucking involved? She lowered her head in shame, at least I thought. I knew this wasn't the most important matter right now, but I was just so angry with her.
I want to explain everything.
Yeah, now.
Of course now. Look, Mikey, Mike. I came after you.
Sure. Why?
Because I want to explain everything.
You had your chance.
No. You... shot me down. Told me to wait because you were so eager to talk to the cops. I wanted to clear some things up, but I just couldn't do it in 2 minutes.
She had trouble standing. I felt I should offer help again, but yet I didn't move. What about 30 minutes ago off the trail?
We didn't have a lot of time then either.
She closed her eyes a moment, touched the back of her head again, and rubbed that same hand on her pants leg. She was still bleeding. Are you okay?
It's not bleeding as much. But I need to cover it. I should have something in here.
She started searching her backpack, but again wobbled. I went over to her and eased her back down to the ground where she sat and continued to dig through her backpack.
Thanks.
As she looked through her stuff, I went back to pacing. My adrenaline was still high. They kept coming after me.
I know.
I didn't want to stab that guy.
I figured that.
And that guy there, he was going to shoot you.
I know that too, Mike.
But why?
Why? I'm not sure, but I have a feeling it has to do with the fact that I came after you.
I'm not the dangerous one.
I believe that. Gene's been lying to me.
He one of your cheater boyfriends? She hesitated a moment.
Yes.
I'm not sure why, but that caught me off guard. Amber stopped searching a moment and looked over at the dead guy, Arlo.
After he hit me, he tried to apologize. Said he thought it was you or a rat.
Not surprising. Pushed past her and over to the man. Started checking his pockets.
What are you doing?
Checking to see if he has the same type of stuff on him.
As the other guy?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with the other guy?
Nothing. Odds are he's not even there anymore.
You think?
He probably slid out from that zip cord the moment I ran off. Arlo had a knife, which I pocketed. I also took his gun, an extra clip, and his flashlight. Everything else I left. Cigarettes, lighter, comb, and keycard. I stomped out the GPS and radio.
What are you doing now?
I want to give myself more time.
You didn't want to take that stuff with you?
I'm not taking any chances of them listening in or tracking me.
Oh.
She pulled out a long-sleeve shirt and started tearing. You don't have any gauze?
Didn't pack it. But don't worry. This shirt was ripped anyway. It'll do. Can you, help me with this?
Sure. I took a strip that she ripped and went behind her. I knelt down and wrapped it around her head. I lifted her hair and tied the cloth as best I could. There you go. How's that?
If it stays, we're good. Is it seeping through?
There's a little blood spot.
Here.
I carefully tied the new strip around her head and over the other one.
That should be good. My head is still throbbing like a motherfucker, though. Wish I packed some Advil.
I bet. He got you good. Amber, I have to get out of here.
I know. So do I.
I wasn't so sure about having her come with me. And I think she knew that just by looking at my face.
Mike, I get it. I get you're worried about me. You have reason not to trust me. But I came out here because I believe everything you've said. And you have to believe that this isn't some setup. Because they were gonna kill me, Mike. You heard that.
She had a point. Do you have a radio?
No. I left it at the tower. I was supposed to be on that helicopter heading back to the ranger station.
Right. I looked down at the gun in my hand. I clicked the safety and slid it into my waistband on the other side of Aaron's gun.
Two guns?
You never know.
Just so you feel better, I don't want one.
Good. She wasn't getting one.
Mike, I know you're questioning whether to let me come with you or not, but I can't go back. Not now. And after everything you and that guy said about the rats? You explained yourself at my tower. You told me everything.
Mostly everything.
Let me do the same for you. We have more time now. And I have a lot to say.
She may have had a lot to say, but again, I told her I didn't want to talk just yet. Not until... Yep, that's what I thought.
This is where you tied him up?
Yeah, but there was no making him stay, and I didn't want to take the time to drag him with me. Not when I knew you were... You locked eyes. You know, she smiled weakly and nodded. I could still see the imprint where Aaron was sitting, and there were still some plastic pieces from his radio littering the leaves to my right. Okay. Come on, you said you know the way.
Are you sure you want to head to the highway now?
He said we shouldn't, but where else can we go? I just want out of here.
Me too. But he's probably right about the highway.
Well, maybe we just walk near it, not on it. But we need to get to a town. We need to get to the real police.
Should we avoid trails for now too?
Can we do that?
Sure. I have a compass.
She flicked the small dangling thing that hung from her backpack zipper. It was a bright blue and yellow. Looks like a kid's toy.
It was a gag gift from my friend Ace, but it works.
Then lead the way.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
I wasn't sure what we would do when we got to the highway. Even if we walked near it, we might be spotted. I figured we could see what it was like and then make a decision. I felt a little safer now that I had two guns. Maybe Aaron will report back and let him know not to mess with us.
And, well, I was just in a rough place.
Amber was trying to explain herself now. We walked through the woods using only the moonlight and Amber's compass to guide us. No flashlights, just in case. So Gene was an ex?
Yeah, I mentioned him to you. Just changed his name a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Peter, remember?
Vaguely. I remember he wasn't the architect.
No, he wasn't. See, I left Gene after finding him cheating for like the 50th time. I couldn't handle it anymore, and I just wanted out. I finally got the courage to go, and I did.
It clicked for you.
Sure, yeah, like, I finally realized I was in a rut and needed out. I knew things weren't going to get better, so I left, and he tried to get me back multiple times. But I unfriended him on all of my socials and blocked his number and just said, enough is enough. I'm okay with being alone.
And were you?
No. But that final night was the final night. It sucked, though, because I realized I didn't like being alone. I couldn't handle it. I dated a little here and there after Gene, looking for something, anything, and eventually met Trevor.
He was the architect?
Yeah, but he was also a scumbag. And I fell into the same rut again, scared to leave.
But you did.
Yeah, after a long time, and after many long talks with my friend Ace.
So all this stuff you told me over the radio?
Most of it was true, Mike. Sure, I embellished from time to time, maybe added in a little fib here and changed a name there. Stuff like that, but I never set out to deceive you.
But what was the point? You said Gene got you this job?
That's what I'm getting to.
Right.
So after I leave Trevor's sorry ass, Gene appears.
Out of thin air? Like a magician?
No. He shows up at this club I used to frequent. See, he moved away but was in town visiting friends. Was it fate?
Is it a meaningful coincidence?
Who's to say? But we got to talking.
And you took him back?
No. At least, not right then. We exchanged numbers since he had a new one, and we talked on and off for like a year. Then, one day, we get to talking about the future. He tells me he still has feelings for me, that he misses me.
Of course.
Yeah, but I shoot him down. More time passes. I have trouble paying all my bills. I can't land a good job. The only meaningful thing I do is volunteer some time at an animal shelter. But that doesn't pay the bills. The only friend I have in the city is in a serious relationship. I'm feeling lonely. Vulnerable.
And all of a sudden, Gene doesn't seem so bad anymore.
Yeah. But still, he lives far away, so there's no real temptation.
But something had to happen.
It did. He offered me a job. This job.
She suddenly stopped. What? She looked at her compass.
We need to go this way.
You sure?
Yeah, but it gets pretty steep over here. This is close to Windwalk.
Windwalk? I thought Windwalk was between our towers. My heart began to beat a little faster, wondering if I made the right decision to let her lead.
It does, but it also goes all the way to the highway.
Oh, I don't remember that.
It's because you never had to come this far. The path splits, but it's the same path. You just have to travel north a bit to get back on it.
Are we close to the trail?
No.
How do you know this area so well?
I'll get to that, too. I was looking about getting away from city life. Thought about Florida for a time, but when Gene offers me this cushy job living out in the wilderness by myself...
You didn't think you'd be lonely out here?
I did. I was worried about that at first. But then it dawned on me. I don't feel as alone being in the woods or on the beach in nature as I do in the city. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Like you, I wanted to get away. And maybe Gene had a little to do with helping me not feel lonely, since he told me I'd be able to talk to him anytime I wanted. Which is almost like the perfect relationship with Gene.
Long distance?
Yeah.
So you took the job?
and got back together with him. Even though I swore to Ace that it wouldn't happen.
Okay, so your first year. As we walked and climbed, I could feel my body wearing down. I was exhausted. And as intrigued as I was to listen to Amber's story, her real story, I could feel myself slowing.
So, that's the thing. I move up here, right? And I don't have much, so it doesn't take long to pack. I plan to stay in a motel for a little while until everything gets situated and I can start. I figure I'll just put all my stuff in a storage unit and the rest I'll take with me out here. Gene picks me up from the airport, and as we drive to the motel, he comes up with this fantastic idea that we should try us one more time. Tells me I can keep all my stuff at his place, but he also tells me I don't have to think about it right now. That I can take the whole season to make my decision.
But ultimately you chose to. Did it take the whole first season?
Didn't even take the whole car ride to the motel. I said we can give it another shot. I figured, what the hell? We'd see each other in the off-season, but even then he'd be working year-round as a ranger, so it's not like we'd be stuck in the house 24 hours, 7 days a week. It was really just 2 days a week normally, and like 3 or 4 nights. Plus, he said he changed, and I figured with him being a ranger now, it would have to be a lot harder for him to sleep around.
Was it?
He hasn't cheated on me since I arrived, as far as I know.
So things were better.
In that area, sure. But he still has gambling problems, especially with all his online poker and sports betting now. And after that first year, our communication was severely lacking. Once again, I felt like I was in a rut.
But you still like this job? That's what you told me in your introduction.
I liked being out here, but I still wasn't sure about the job. And now I can honestly say, I fucking hate it.
Okay, but what was the job, exactly? She turned to face me. While the moon was out, much of the light didn't reach us under the canopy now.
The job was supposed to be a fire lookout. That's it. But 2 days before I start my first season, Gene tells me there's a little more to it.
Which was?
Talking and keeping track of the person in Tower 4. Mostly just keeping them company.
Why?
I don't know, Mike. And that's the truth. You're good?
Sure.
You don't toss and turn in your sleep, do you?
You sat next to me in the tent while I napped. Did I then?
That was more than a nap. You straight up passed out.
Still. Did I?
Not much, but I move a bit. So, maybe we should move in a little more.
We were on a rocky cliff about 10 feet from the edge.
I didn't bring a sleeping bag or anything, but I have some clothes if you want to make a pillow.
We decided to call it a night and get a few hours of sleep. My adrenaline was gone and I was having a hard time keeping my eyes open. Even though Amber was still explaining how she got involved with this place, I was too exhausted to pay attention. I wanted to know more about her, Jean, and the job, but I could wait till tomorrow. I went to the other side of a large spruce tree so I wouldn't accidentally roll over the side. Amber grabbed some clothes from her pack. She held out a flannel overshirt.
Here.
I'm not cold.
For a pillow.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
But, before we sleep, can you check my head?
Sure. I shoveled over to Amber, who was also now sat by the tree. There was one large reddish-brown spot on her bandage. Can we change it? She held out the rest of her ripped shirt.
Tear away.
Hopefully this is long enough.
My head is still throbbing.
I bet. This looks nasty. I slowly removed the other fabric and tossed it to the side. I then wrapped the news strip around her head, lifting her hair out of the way again to make sure it was against the wound as best it could be. You okay?
Yeah.
I tied it, then sat back against the tree, putting the overshirt between my head and the trunk.
Hell of a day, huh?
Hell of a few days. No, a week. A month. Shit. Whole damn time I've been out here. She leaned against the tree, too, our arms now touching.
I don't know why I trusted Gene. He was never trustworthy.
You believe me about everything, then?
I have no reason not to. When you were telling me everything by my fire pit, I believed then. This kind of thing never happened with Sam or Jerry. Not to this extent. I knew it was serious, and I knew it wasn't a mental breakdown or hallucinations.
Yeah, but it took a lot of convincing.
Well, come on. Bunkers, monsters, crazy mutant people.
I know.
But I told you, Gene mentioned the company.
Iris.
Yeah, and just like that guy said, Iris owns the woods over here, so they're obviously doing something shady.
That's why we have to get out of here. She nodded. And you never finished telling me why Gene said it was important I stay.
He never told me.
Aaron said I was chosen. Maybe Sam and maybe Jerry were chosen too.
Ever?
What?
What could they possibly want with me?
I don't know, Mikey. I really don't. Can we talk about it in the morning?
Okay. Yeah. I thought one of us would stay awake to keep watch, but Amber already had her eyes closed. Her head slunk to rest on my shoulder. I was struggling to stay awake. My eyes fluttered and eventually they shut. I was out in seconds. Was my young self again, walking towards a large steel door. The monster, the big one that Aaron mentioned was there, just beyond the door. It was trapped, like I was for a time. I heard chains, but where did that noise come from? Was the creature tied down? Chains are around my tiny 12-year-old wrists. I couldn't move any further. The steel door was right there. I wanted to touch it for some reason. I could hear the creature beyond, breathing, waiting for me. I tugged and tugged, unable to break free from the chains, unable to get further down this dark hallway of flickering fluorescent bulbs. I turned around, following the chains with my eyes. Down the hallway to the pile of rubble at the end. There, sitting on the rocks and debris, my bed. My childhood bed. Let me go. Why couldn't I get free? I tugged and thrashed, but couldn't break free. Why? Why? Eyes shot open. I was still sitting up against the tree. How did I fall asleep like this? I stared out at the dark woods before me, trying to shake myself of another nightmare. But just as I was about to be rid of the nightmarish roars and shriek, I found I had something else to worry about. Amber. She was gone.
No.
Not only was she gone, but now so was her backpack. You've got to be kidding me! Amber! What the hell? Where did she go? Where would she go? Amber! I couldn't believe it. Was this for real? After everything she told me, she up and leaves? She ditches me out here? Then I felt my waistband. Oh no. One of the guns was missing. No freaking way. She took it and left? Anger continued to rise in me. I trusted her. Again! Again! Amber!
Tower 4, written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin as Mike, Gina Coyle as Amber, and Brian Messick as Gene. Co-starring Corey Pettit, Nick Keeney, Austin Medlin, Pacta, Bonesy Rather, Jarvis Bailey, Zalong Zoe, Clifton Smith, and Stephen Rhodes. Music provided by Taco at soundcloud.com/madebytaco. Additional tracks from pond5.com and artlist.io. And Brett Wilkins at facebook.com/wilkinsmusicfl. If you enjoy Tower 4, visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. Don't forget to rate and review and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 7lamb Podcasts. And we want to give a special thank you to everyone who has donated via our website or on Patreon. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. So from everyone here at 7lamb, thank you.
This has been a 7lamb production.